Hi, hello. My name is Lydia Rasher. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Wakefield, Mass. And today I'll be interviewing Gordy.
I'm Gordy Croce. I'm from Groton, Connecticut. I'm 18 years old.
Nice. So before we get started, do you consent to being recorded and put on the COVID-19 archive?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What's the date and time?
It is 2:35 on September 18th.
Okay. Awesome. Cool. So, first question, where were you when school first shut down?
So, this is kind of, like, it was a little bit more extreme for me because I went to boarding school. So, it was, like, actually, like, going home. And I remember they just, like, the week before our spring break, like, things kind of played out, like, at the beginning of the week. So, like, oh, yeah, Corona's, like, kind of concerning, like, you know, maybe it's going to be a bad thing. And, like, as that week played out, by the end, it was, like, I remember Thursday getting called into a meeting and being like, so, yeah, you might want to bring, like, all the stuff you need from your room, because, like, we don't really know when you're going to be back. If you're going to be back, we think you will, but who knows? And I was like, oh, yeah, so that's never good. And then, yeah, just went home on spring break and never came back.
Yeah, that's
pretty wild.
You know, I went to boarding school, too, so it was just, like, really weird not seeing anybody ever again.
It's, like, a very harsh, like, break. Like, it was just, like... Yeah. The last night in the dorm was so, like, weird and sad. Just, like, you weren't, I don't know, seniors being, like, expected to have, like, months, like, winding down to, like, you know, moving on from, like, 4 years at the same school, but, like, for it just ended. Like, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Was everybody, like, super sad and, like, all saying goodbye and everything?
Yeah, I remember Friday, like, just kid, like, one kid after another left, and just, like, everyone's just out in the hallway just, like, saying their goodbyes. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, that's tough. Okay, so was there a moment when you realized, like, how bad the pandemic was?
Yeah, so I think once I got home, and, like, you know, it hadn't really hit the U.S. yet. It was more just, like, we knew, like, it was coming, I guess. And I remember, like, so we, like, I went to the grocery store right after I got home and then didn't go back for, like, 2 weeks. And in those 2 weeks, like, all the corona restrictions had come in, like, and it just, I remember the first time walking in the grocery store just being like, nah, like, literally masks, like, signs to walk down, like, the aisles the right way. And I remember just being like, oh my god, like, I'm messing up everything, like, not walking down the right aisles. Just being like, this is so surreal, like, I feel like I'm just, like, in another world. Like, it was crazy. I did not want to go back. I'm like, I really don't need to go here ever again. Like, it was just, like, stressful, and, like, I just wanted to just, like, not be a thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And now it's just, like, masks are, like, every day. It's just normal.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Do you think, like, 10 years from now, you're still going to see people wearing masks?
I don't know. I mean, my biggest hope is, like, when I go back home, like, next summer, I'll, like, find masks and be like, remember when I had to use this? But, like, nah, I mean, I don't think culturally, like, I think people will probably wear masks, like, for the foreseeable future. Like, I think it's more, like, kind of normal, I guess. Well, we'll see. I mean, if the pandemic goes away, then hopefully masks will go away.
And so how did just your daily life change, like, in the first month and then
I mean, when I first got home, I was on break, so nothing really changed so much. Like, it just was, like, a normal break. But then, like, once we, like, went back to classes, like, it was just crazy. Like, it was such a different time in my life, because so I live in, like a summer town, and basically all of us moved there in June, but, like, instead we all moved in March. And it was just, like, I didn't have any Zoom classes. I just had, like, the asynchronous stuff. It's, like, I just did not have to do work ever. Like, I just did not do anything for the whole spring. So it was just, like, the spring became summer. And it just was, like, weird because it was, like, this great feeling of, like, being with, like, my favorite people, like, for way longer than expected. But also, like, the reasoning was a pandemic. So it was, like, things were good, but things are also, like, stressful at the same time.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You didn't have any Zoom classes?
No. No.
So you just, like, not...
You literally just got homework assignments at the beginning of the week, and, like, most of them were due on Sunday. It's, like, if you wanted to just grind on Saturday, like, you could just grind on Saturday and not do anything the whole week.
Did you have to email teachers?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you had questions or whatever, but it was, like, just, like, submit everything online. And that's why... I would just work until, like, 10 in the morning, just get up at, like, 8:30, work for, like, an hour and a half, and then just have my whole day.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, no, so, like, and senior spring, so you're already not really doing anything. And then, like, just my system was, like, kind of made to be abused, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know who thought it was a good idea.
Okay, so what are your opinions on how the government has handled all of this?
I mean, I think that we would not have a pandemic if we actually paid attention in March or even February. I think that, like, there wasn't a big window to, like, make this right, but if the right moves have been made in that window, like, we could be completely fine. So, like, I understand a little bit that, like, it's hard to make, like, the right decisions, like, quickly, but at the same time, like, I think it was pretty obvious from a scientific perspective, like, what we needed to do, and our government was just like, nah, I'm good. So, and, like, just politicizing the whole thing. It was like, why? Why does this have to be a political thing? Like, can we just, like, all suffer through this together? Like, why do we need this? But
yeah.
Welcome to the U.S. of A.
So what's your opinion on the tapes that have been released about how Trump, like, knew how bad this was going to be?
I mean, I can't imagine he didn't know. Like, I feel like, I mean, I knew, and I was, you know, just a random 18-year-old. So, like, I think, like, it looks really bad for him, like, that these tapes have come out, but, like, I'm not especially surprised. Like, his actions match up with those words. Like,
yeah. Okay, and last question. Have there been any positives that you've seen in the past few months?
Yeah, so, well, on a very personal level, like, you know, I got to reconnect with my family, like, in a kind of a cool way. Like, usually it's just, like, breaks we're together, but to have, like, an extended period of time together again was fun. We got a puppy, which was, like, very unplanned, but it's, like, we're all just home, so we might as well, like, train this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really, like, it for me. Like, it's just, like, my home life was, because I got to be home again, like, I think we kind of all, like, reconnected a little bit, which was nice. Yeah, and then, but, like, generally, I don't think there's that many positives out of all this.
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm sorry with you on that.
There's little victories, but it's really within a larger sort of failure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the positives are, you know, what make us go through every day, so I'm just trying to find all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And that's it. Okay.